And let's go in Scopus database. This is one of the databases that you can use to find scholarly articles. And this looks a little bit different than maybe some of the other databases. So that's why I'm using this as an example now. But the same basic idea that I showed you in the video applies to all of the databases. And here I can have more search boxes if I click the plus button here. And for example, let's say that my topic is employee well-being and commitment. So maybe like, how does your well-being in your job affect your commitment to the organization or to your job? And let's, for example, if I wasn't sure like what word to use for commitment, then it's a good idea to, or I will show you some tools that you can use to sort of find new keywords. So for example, we have something called USO, and this is a tool that you can find online. You don't have to log in anywhere, and you can, I'll change the language in English, and you can search for keywords or subject terms. So for example, let's see if there's anything about commitment. It's not. And for example, if I'm searching for words related to engagement, it will give me some examples here. And let's see what this is. Okay. Well, this is not exactly what I was looking for, but anyway, the idea is that you can, let's do something more specific so you can see better maybe. So the idea is that you can come up with more words that you can use in your search. So for example, I searched marketing, and now I can see it's suggesting narrower concepts. So more specific concepts, for example, digital marketing or direct marketing, and then related concepts. So concepts that are maybe synonyms or just related to our word here. And if I click any of these words, then I'm taken to see like that word and the word is related to that word. So USO, this is one tool that you can use. And then we have MOT dictionaries, and you can find these if you go to the library front page. So the library front page, and then we have MOT online dictionary on the right side here. And I'm just gonna go with my bookmark here. So MOT dictionaries, if you are just, you know, need to find a word in English, or if you want to see like a synonym dictionary where you can find synonyms for a word, you can select different databases here, for example, MOT Collins Compact Thesaurus or any of these. And yeah, so this is a good tool to have. And then in the databases, there are sometimes the database itself will have its own sort of dictionary or sort of like glossary or list of subject terms. And actually, I'm going to show you in a different database. Let's go to the Business Source Elite database. And up here in the blue bar, we have thesaurus. Thesaurus means a database where you can find synonyms or related concepts. And like I said, sometimes the database will have its own thesaurus. And down here is if I want to search in the thesaurus, So for example, let's see, commitment and browse, and then I will have suggestions for the word that I was looking for. For example, commitment, it didn't find that exactly, but it's suggesting that I use organizational commitment. And if I click, I clicked the organizational commitment, and now I have to click it again. But when I get here, then I will have the related terms, so terms that I could use as alternatives or as synonyms. Okay, so here, the idea is that when you are searching, it's good to have alternative keywords so that you can have the you can find all the relevant articles that you are able to find, and not just limiting yourself to using one keyword, because like I explained in the video, often you can use many different words to discuss a topic, and then that's why in the search, it's good to have alternative keywords. And these are some tools that you can use to find those alternative keywords. Okay, so if I want to, I can actually add these to the search directly from here. I can click the boxes here that I want, of the keywords that I want to use. And then because these are alternative keywords, I will want to combine them with OR. So organizational commitment or employee loyalty. So either of those terms, not both, but either one of those terms. And if I want to add them directly to the search, I can do that here by clicking add. But you don't have to do that. You can just like use this to brainstorm new keywords. And let's see if I can... Oh, it didn't bring those with, yeah. But anyway, if I want to search, I can click search here, and then I can add more keywords here. And now you can see that the database added all kinds of things for its own purposes. We don't have to worry about those, but you can see here the OR operator is here included. So organizational commitment or employee loyalty, and these are in quotation marks now. The database did that when I added these to the search. And let's maybe add well-being here. And yeah. And like I showed you in the video, then it's important to limit the scholarly peer-reviewed journals here. Oh, and when I did that, it didn't bring the well-being with. Okay. Any questions so far? And here, if you want to share your screen and show like a specific situation that you are having a trouble with, I can cut those from the video if you don't want them to be recorded and saved somewhere. So maybe I'll give you like a couple, like a while to think or try searches for yourself here, so that if there are things that you would like to, or you need help with, you have time here to ask. So yeah. So let's take a short moment to to give time to do find some articles here, and you can navigate to this database or any other database. And like I said, if you want to ask about a specific like search or situation, you can share your screen and I can edit the video and cut those out. And I'm going to be waiting here for a little moment. And you can also take this moment to maybe stand up and stretch your arms and maybe, yeah, stretch a bit. Okay, and maybe we'll continue now. So, for example, if I went here in Motto Dictionary and I was looking for synonyms for loyalty, sometimes these can be a little funny. For example, like patriotism, it's not exactly what I was in mind, what I had in mind, but you know, it's a way to find keywords that you maybe didn't think of yourself. Let's go back to here, and I'm going to give again some more examples on the keywords. And yeah, any questions that you'd like to ask at this point? Okay. So, for example, let's change the topic and try to look for something like digital marketing and customer loyalty. And for example, here I've sort of split the topic in these three search boxes. So the first search box, I have digital marketing, and then as an alternative, I have social media marketing. Not exactly the same thing, but I'm trying to find articles where either of these terms is the focus. And then customer or consumer, because you can either can be used. So I'll have the alternatives here, customer or consumer. And then I can think of the synonyms or related concepts for loyalty. So I can have loyalty or trust or commitment and so on. I could have other here as well. And if I wanted, I could try putting this in quotation marks. So I'm not sure if this actually would help in this case very much, but this is a phrase or a concept that just happens to have two words. So the quotation marks are the most useful when you have an established concept. For example, digital marketing, and you want to find want to have sources where the digital marketing is a relevant concept. So you can use quotation marks, like I said in the other video, to find these words exactly. Written exactly like this and appearing next to each other and in this order. So quotation marks will make for an exact search, finding these words exactly. And like I said, it's most useful when you have an established phrase or a concept that has multiple words. And here in the bottom row here, I could also shorten some of these words. For example, if in the article they talked about loyal customers, so maybe they not mention the word loyalty, but they talk about loyal customers, hypothetically, and I could cut the word and use just loyal, and then the star asterisk, and that will, you know, be like a joker sign. Is that English? I don't know. But, you know, and the word, you could have any letters in this word, or, you know, loyalty, or just loyal, or different versions of the word. And then also you could, maybe in the article, it's about committed customers, hypothetically again. So maybe I could also cut this word. And then what I don't think I showed you in the video, you can also, here after the search box, you can limit the search to, for example, just the abstract of the article. So that, for example, because these are quite common topics, maybe you want to just find articles where these are actually relevant, so relevant that they are mentioned in the abstract. So in this case, in those cases, this would be useful here. And then Did I? Yeah, I have the peer-reviewed box clicked, checked here. But maybe let's see if I left it out. Let's see if I can find an example about something else. No. Okay, but one other thing about databases, when you are searching for scholarly articles, like I've said, you should check this box here, because even though this is a scholarly database, there can be other kinds of articles that come up in the search results here. For example, articles that have been published in like trade magazines, or you know, that are targeted towards you know, like professionals that are practicing in the field, and not so much targeted for you know, academic context. So you can have trade journals or trade magazines, and then also you can find actually here it says trade publications, and let's see what other kinds. No other kinds. Okay. And this is the names of the journals, and okay, so this actually doesn't, I'm looking for a specific thing, but actually let's go to Scopus here and I'll show you what I'm talking about here. I'm gonna take this. And when I have the and here between the search boxes, that's what I want, because I want to search for either of these words and then this point of view with either of any of these words. And here, so in databases, you can find different types of articles. And for example, here in Scopus database, you can see from the document type that there are articles, and then there are conference papers, and there can be also reviews. And all of these are document types that can be published in scholarly journals or conference articles or conference papers are often published in a conference publication, a conference sort of a paper for a specific conference. Are you familiar with what conference papers are? So let's see here. Okay, no. For example, if I select conference papers here and then I need to go down here and leave it to, conference papers are shorter articles that they maybe haven't been peer-reviewed, and they're articles that a researcher has written for a conference. So a conference where a researcher goes and they have a presentation about their research, maybe research that hasn't been concluded yet or is ongoing. So conference papers in business and economics are sources that you can use. You can take them as your sources. But like I said, often they haven't been peer-reviewed, and like maybe it's a good idea to like not have more conference articles than you have actual scholarly articles. So still, it's a good idea to make sure that your theoretical sources are mostly scholarly articles, but conference papers can also be there in the mix, you know. So for example, let's just open any of these. I need to go here, view at publisher, to actually open this article, and we can quickly take a look at how this looks like. Is this actually available or no? Okay, so I have to go to the PDF. Oh, okay, so this actually wasn't available. Okay, maybe we don't need to use time on this. But yeah, they are shorter. They maybe don't have the same structure as a scholarly article. As you probably know, scholarly articles usually have a specific structure where it starts with the introduction, then it's methods, and then results, and then discussion or something like that. Okay, but yeah, the point here was that in databases, there are also other types of documents besides actual scholarly articles. And for example, in Business Source Elite or other EBSCO databases, it's a good idea to limit to scholarly peer-reviewed journals. In Scopus, there's actually no button to do that, but this is already sort of more restricted database with, like, for example, if you do use, let's try to actually, go back here. So you don't need to worry about limiting to peer-reviewed articles here in Scopus. If you want to, you can choose article, and then that's basically the same here in this database. So let's take a look at the review category here and click limit to. Okay, so in some databases, you can also limit the document type to review, and a review article is an article where instead of being about a new case, a new research project, a review article is an article where the author is combining previous research results. And for example, on a topic, they go through the kind of research that has been done before on this one topic. And these can be very good sources because then you have an overview of the previous research in one article, sort of. And for example, here in this database, there was the option to limit the document type to review, but if there's not, then you can just use review as a keyword. And yeah, there are different words for it. It can be literary review, or for example, meta-analysis. So you can just use these as keywords as well. Okay, I think those are what I wanted to talk to you about. Do you have any questions at this point?
I actually wanted to ask, because I think I've struggled with, like, which articles are kind of trustworthy, or like which ones I should read to have this kind of good quality research or text.
Yeah, very good question. The basic idea is that if you do use scholarly databases, like for example this or the other ones that I showed, and then you've limited your search results to peer-reviewed journals, then you don't need to check, like, further than that. This should be enough. It should give you articles that you can use that are of scientific quality, and that should be enough. In the video, I showed the publication forum, or julkaisufoorumi in Finnish, and the publication forum is for when you use, for example, Google Scholar, where you cannot limit your search results to scholarly articles or peer-reviewed articles. Let's actually go there and talk about that a bit more. So in publication forum, they have the publication journal search, and publication forum is just, you can just Google the name and then you'll find it just like this. And like I said, in the video, they have the classifications for the journals and also book publishers, but you don't need to try to limit yourself to just finding, for example, the level 3 top journals. That would be very limiting, and there are very few level 3 journals. So use the scholarly databases and then limit your search results to peer-reviewed journals. And then if you use Google Scholar, where you cannot limit search results to peer-reviewed journals, then it's a good idea to check the journal in here and see, it should have 1, 2, or 3 classification. And if it has 1, 2, or 3, then it should be okay. There are some cases where you might need to use your own discretion. For example, some like university publication series don't have even the classification 1, which is the basic, but that doesn't mean that they are not scientific, or yeah, they are still scientific. They just haven't maybe met all the criteria for level 1, but it's still a university publication series, so it should be okay. And then, for example, let's see, Harvard Business Review. This specific journal, Harvard Business Review, sometimes, you know, I've been asked about this, and there's some controversy here, like, this is not strictly a scholarly journal, but it's, but it's quite popular in you know, this field in business and economics, so it's used a lot, and there are also very good articles published in that journal, but yeah, there can be like fringe cases like that where it's not so clear. But basic idea is that you can trust, you can use publication channel search, and then limit the peer-reviewed articles here. Does this make it any clearer?
Yes, for sure. Thank you.
Okay, good. And then one more thing. Like I said, publishers are also classified here in publication channel search. For example, Routledge. So you also need, if you are using a book as your, in your theory section, you are using a book as a scholarly source, you also need to make sure that those books are scholarly and they are not books that are, for example, aimed for general public, or you know, not for the academic community. So use books that are aimed meant for the academic community. And you can, for example, Routledge, you can check the book's publisher. So for journals, or for articles, it's the journal's name that you use to check here. And for books, it's the book's publisher that you use to check here. And for example, Routledge, it's 3. Okay. And I'm going to go back here. Yeah, but these are, like I said, things that I wanted to show you. And from here on out, it's actually where the real work begins, so to say, because you might have to, when you are searching for articles, you might have to work with your search terms. Maybe they don't work as you'd hoped, and then you have to come up with some new search terms or try different combinations and try to combine them differently. But yeah, so it may take some time to sort of adjust your search terms, or maybe not. Maybe your topic is in this respect easier, so that maybe you have an easier time coming up with your search terms. It depends on the topic. And then for how many search results you should aim for, sometimes I get asked. That's not really something you should worry about. If it's like hundreds and hundreds or maybe thousands of search results, then maybe you want to take a look at your search terms and try to maybe narrow it down a bit. But you don't have to go through all of the search results that you get. So you can, most often you can trust the relevance here in the database. And yeah, so you don't have to like try and just limit it to 50 search results, or try to get to 50 search results by adjusting the search terms. Yeah, and in the databases, you can also play with these different limit options, or options to narrow the search. For example, the year, you can select the last 5 or 10 years. And yeah, and then there's, for example, the subject, and you can see in the subject category, you can see keywords from these search results. So, and you can maybe also take a look at those. And then, of course, if you do find a good article, it's a good idea to check subject terms and keywords from that article. And maybe you can find new keywords that you can use here. So if you find a good article, check the subject terms and keywords. And maybe also, if it's a really good article, check the bibliography of the article. And often in the databases, they have this find similar results option. You can also play with that. Those are often helpful. And yeah, and I would suggest using the thesaurus of the database. And I don't know if I made that clear enough, but yeah, every database, well, not every, but the databases have their own thesauruses. So if I go in this database thesaurus and look for commitment, I get different results than I would in some other database. So databases have different subject terms. But yeah, so the idea here was that you can find more keywords, maybe alternative keywords, maybe more specific keywords that you didn't think of already. Okay, so if there are no more questions, we can stop here. Or Outi, did you have anything that you think we could, any more topics that we could talk about?
Actually, this is really good. It's okay. A very good refresher for me too. So really helpful tools. I hope you guys find this useful for your thesis too.
Yeah. And if you do have any questions later, you can always contact me, or you can contact the library. And then they will be redirected to me. But yeah, you can send me email, or yeah, and then I'll be able to help you also later on.
Can you maybe add your email to the chat, please?
Yes, good idea. I will add my email to the chat. here it is. And I'll send you the RefWorks videos, so that if you want, you can take a look at those. I'll send you the official RefWorks YouTube channel. They have very good guide videos on how to use RefWorks.
I'll put it all in the Moodle for everybody to see.
Yes, very good.
Excellent, thank you.
Yeah, okay. So any questions before we end today?
Actually, what do you think of putting your email for questions, library relevant questions, to Moodle thesis section as well?
That's, you can also put it there.
Yeah. Or just let them go to the general library question and be directed from there. I suppose if you're on vacation, it would be awkward if they're waiting for...
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. So yeah. Maybe the library form, I can also get the link for you.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. So nobody's left waiting desperately when somebody's on a different task.
Yes.
Good. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Very, very helpful.
Yes, very good. So here's the general email where you can ask anything about the library services, and it will be directed to me if it's about information seeking in business and economics or communication studies. Okay, but have a very nice summer, all of you, and happy Juhannus. So let's end here.
Excellent. Have a good summer too. Thank you very much for everything.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.